Market forces have made it hard for musical innovators to succeed. And then there are the Flaming Lips, who have been able to thrive in the post-digital landscape while creating and delivering music completely on their own terms. Exhibit A is the Flaming Lips stage show. Lead singer Wayne Coyne makes his entrance by crowd surfing inside a human-sized hamster ball. Fans have been invited to dance on the stage wearing animal costumes, or sometimes Santa Claus costumes, or sometimes naked. And instead of the usual bellicose pyrotechnics that most bands use, there is confetti. Lots and lots of confetti. Exhibit B is the Flaming Lips marketing strategy. Some of my favorite items from their online store include a limited edition edible gummy skull with an embedded USB drive containing their songs, and a commemorative pillowcase celebrating their breaking the Guinness World Record for most concerts in a 24-hour period, July 28, 2012. The item which makes the most personal connection to their fans is probably the limited edition transparent vinyl version of the 2012 release Hedy Fuenz, which contains a visible infusion of the blood of the musicians. Exhibit C is their musical experiments. The parking lot experiments, for example, used up to 40 cassette recordings to be played simultaneously on car stereos. These experiments culminated in 1997's album Zyreka, four discs meant to be played on four CD players at the same time. The Flaming Lips have become icons of vanguard thinking, and that makes me think that the radical might still have a place in popular music. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.